Am I here?
Ah!
Oh, wow. Hi. Okay. Let me turn down the air.
Okay, I'll see our eyes.
Okay, there we go. How's that? Is that better? Am I too loud? Am I too soft? Am I like porridge? I'm just right.
You're fine. Everyone's changing their privacy policies today. I'm getting emails from every company
Why?
I know. I got an email from Blueberry, and they were like, I know you're getting a lot of privacy policies.
I just got that from MacPaw Team. You've probably seen quite a few of these emails
already.
Yeah,
that's what I got, too. They were like,
it's every company.
It's because of some EU thing.
Yeah, the EU, like, changed some privacy policy, and now everything on the internet must update their privacy policies.
No way. Really?
Yeah, so you should be getting an email from literally every company you've ever...
Oh, no, I got a ton of emails.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of annoying. Oh, here it is.
It's real annoying.
We know we're not the first, second, or third email you receive from a company about its updated privacy policy because of changes from the EU concerning data protection regulation. But we've got to do it. Read below to learn more about what we've done.
I don't want to. I just want to be...
What's funny? I don't private. Know what it is. I just know I'm like the EU did something because I'm getting all the emails and like, I guess it's better. I don't know, but it's annoying.
Since your last annoyance, do you have a phone charger? If not, then forget about it.
I think I might.
Forget about it.
I have a portable one. If you want to use that.
I just said 9%.
Oh, yeah. Please.
I mean, we're already recording.
We're rolling? Did you hear talk about blueberries?
Uh-huh. What is blueberries?
Blueberry is a thing that I used.
It's a type of berry.
It's what I used when I had a failed podcast earlier.
Really?
Yeah, I had a podcast earlier and it failed because the other person I was trying to talk to was in Germany.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a problem for recording purposes.
And we couldn't, because these are like, 12 hours, 14 hours away, and we couldn't sync up on time.
Yeah, no, that's going to be the worst.
I think Germany's like 32 hours difference or something like that.
No.
Like 86 hours difference.
112 hours
Absolutely
difference.
Absolutely not.
They're 3 days ahead of us.
I didn't exaggerate enough for you to think that I actually didn't think of that one, so I had to go 86, but yeah.
So that's what Blueberry is, if anybody is interested.
Wait, you didn't explain what it was. What was it?
What was your podcast?
Oh, what was the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, it was called the TV Movie Show.
Oh, is it all about TV? Ooh, wow. Why am I peeking?
I don't know. You sound very like crunchy.
Hello? Is that better?
Why do you sound... Does he sound a little crunchy?
Do I sound crunchy?
I don't know. It sounds fine. It's just loud. But, I mean...
I'll turn it
down. I feel like I sound loud, too.
Is that better?
You sound good.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that better? No, I'm still crunchy.
I don't know. You sound weird. You sound like you're being blocked by something.
Guys, I'm being blocked by
something. You need crystals.
I need some crystals. Okay, is that better?
Every time I hear you're being blocked, like your energy is blocking you, it's just like, oh man, you guys need some crystals. That's all. And it's not just
you need them Jupiter crystals. Right?
I don't know.
Me and Spencer had a side discussion about that.
Oh, we did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I need to hear this.
About Ruby.
Yeah. I need to hear what it was.
We can't talk about it on the air.
Oh, because it's spoilers?
Maybe.
No, but it just talks about the future.
It's about the future.
And I was speculating what was happening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it wasn't speculate because I was reading someone's comment about the gems.
Yes,
the crystals,
the shards,
the shards.
Ooh, baby,
the planetary
there we go.
Shards,
the planetary shards,
shards of the planetary. I think
planetary shards. Then it doesn't matter. We'll have to talk about that afterwards.
Yep.
Welcome back to We Stayed Late, the podcast, the podcast that is now back on YouTube. We were gone for a while. We were trying to figure out the camera situation. We've obviously the quality is a lot lower. We're filming on a GoPro.
In a house
with no lights.
It's gonna be fine.
But it's gonna be fine.
Backlit.
We're backlit. That's the best way to light anybody.
It's been a hell of a ride. Oh God, why do I keep peeking? It's been a weird couple months.
It's been weird, and you know that's what a journey is. You know, you start somewhere and then you end up somewhere else.
I'm pretty sure the hero cycle is like it begins with like you being in a comfortable situation,
uh-huh.
and then you getting taken out of that comfortable situation,
uh-huh.
and you refusing that call, and then you end. Then it's like a whole half of a cycle of just weird, and then returning to the regular situation.
Are there any heroes' journeys where they don't refuse the call? They just immediately accept, like, well, fuck, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, not the hero cycle, not Joseph Campbell's.
Yeah.
Like, not the mythology. Yeah,
not Joey's.
Yeah,
not
Joey's. There's cycle. Always a moment of supposedly, like, of resistance, but what if it's just like, well, they can't, though? Like, they just have to go.
See, this is star low stake stories.
No, but in the sense of, for example of all this stuff, like, we were all, like, separated from, like, the job and, like, well, mm-hmm. I was anyway. But, like, that, there's nothing I could do about, like, was there was no like choice made there.
Well,
like,
but what it is that usually it's a, usually even if they're not reluctant, it's that there is something that is, it's something that makes the journey scary or difficult.
Oh yeah, sure. That so, is always like a thing.
So that's kind of what the reluctant hero is. It's like, I don't want to go do this because it's going to be hard, but I have to go do it, yeah, because it's right. So it's like, you don't have to come, you don't have to leave your house.
Oh, but yeah, on, like, yeah.
I feel like I'm on the precipice of, like, whenever, going on the hero's journey.
We're supposed to record it on
journey.
Tuesday, but we recorded on Thursday right now. Right. You don't have to leave your house on Thursday. It'd be a lot easier to stay home. But you do
sure,
it
yeah.
because you should.
Right.
Because it's the right thing to do, not because it's the easy thing to do. See, you're a hero.
Well, no,
you don't even know it.
But here's the thing. It's
and
like,
they say that a hero can
save
us.
I enjoy doing this podcast, so it's not even right. like a hard choice to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do this podcast. That's there's true. No reluctancy there.
It could be like, you know, it's I'm, just out, that I'm there's out of a gas.
Dip. Yeah. It could be that
I'm out of petrol.
It could be like, oh, Tuesday, I want to go see a soccer game.
Yeah, what am
I
going to do? Yeah, that's why I was just like, oh, let me double check.
Controversy.
And then we had a problem where it was like, oh, no, we can't record on Tuesday. We'll solve it like adults. We're yeah. doing it on Thursday.
Yeah. There's that one moment. Maybe uh-huh. we won't do the podcast.
Very exciting.
But we
journey.
Didn't do it last week because we were
in the Bahamas. I thought you were going to do an on the road podcast.
We were going to, but we were like very busy and also yeah. exhausted. And also I was throwing up because I was on a boat.
Oh, God.
And also, did you want to tell them what happened on the boat?
Oh, yeah. This is a great story. Okay.
Yeah. Story time.
A good one. Little story time.
So I was on a boat.
Uh-huh.
And it was very stormy when we were there.
Okay.
Like thunder and lightning.
Right.
And it was windy.
Okay.
And the boat's rocking.
Uh-huh.
Like it does.
Uh-huh. Right.
And then, I start throwing up.
Okay.
Over the side
oh,
of the
yeah.
boat. Over
For
the side
second,
of the boat.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you, like, got thrown off the boat.
No,
and I was going to be
not
like,
quite.
Oh, no.
Not quite. Yeah,
not quite.
So, not quite. So I take a little fun session over the edge of the boat.
As you do,
and I felt a lot better. And I got up and I was like, "Wow, I feel so much better." And I shook my hands because they had water on them because the side yeah. of the boat was wet. And my wedding ring flies off my finger and into the ocean that is filled with sharks. Currently
oh,
occupied
no!
with lots of sharks.
With lots of sharks.
Oh no. That's worse than you falling into it.
So I look at my hand, and then I look at the water.
Oh, no!
And then I look back at my hand, and then I look back at the water, and I'm like, I just lost my wedding ring.
I know, and I don't know how long till I walked up, and you walked up to me, and you're like, so I think I lost my wedding ring. It just I was like, how? It just slipped right out. But luckily...
So then yeah. we had this guy.
Uh-huh.
Moondog.
Yeah, his name is Moondog.
Moondog.
Yeah.
That's
he
great.
Was our safety diver. His name is Moondog, and he is fantastic. And I said I lost my wedding ring, and he's like, oh, I'll go down and get it. Straps on scuba gear and just dives into the water.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Full of sharks.
He's like, yeah, they're not going to hurt us.
And he said it was at like...
Why am I still peeking?
It was at the cusp of being hidden. By the sand.
Like well,
the,
and I was like, it was, I was like, it's gone because the minute it hits the
oh,
floor,
yeah.
the sand and how
like,
and how windy it is and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's
I
no
was
way
like,
it's
oh,
gone.
It's gone forever.
Yeah,
but no, it can't.
But
you
I was like,
just
it clearly
inside.
Isn't gone for. I was like, I see the ending of the story, but I had no
what
idea how
Hannah
you were going to get
that?
To it.
I told her 2 days after it happened.
Okay.
And was like, hey, I phrased it as I almost lost my wedding ring. So that she, I wasn't like, I lost my wedding ring
right.
into the ocean, and then somebody went and found it. So there's a moment
yeah.
of like,
well, technically, you did almost lose.
I didn't do it the way I would have done it if I was telling a story.
Right.
I did it the way that
so
I
you
wasn't going to get a
her.
Divorce.
Yeah.
that's hyper.
Man, it's been a day. Things are breaking. I've never seen that break before.
Oh,
go
wow,
on YouTube.com/WeStayedLate to find out what broke. Wow, that broke bad.
That's a bad break. That's a.
That says I don't want to date you anymore. I'm out of here.
That's.
This is a hard
relationship. Is over.
It's been a hard day, guys. Oh my God.
But I did learn.
Yeah, I would. I've lost many a rings to the ocean.
Yeah.
At the beach,
and this is
like, well, it's gone.
This is
that
not
was my. That was my sacrifice.
I remember on your birthday. On your birthday, I was like, you know, I was taking you back home after your birthday, and you lost your crystal.
Yeah.
And you dropped it. And I was like so concerned that you lost the crystal.
I was like, no, shit happens.
And you're like, well, that was meant to be. And, you know, it's out in the universe and I'll find something else. And I was like, damn, that is such a good approach to life. Like now when I lose something, I'm like, well, you know, I enjoyed it for about a good 3 months.
Hey, remember when you lost the underside of your car?
Oh yeah, that was. Oh,
that's a little bit different. That's a little bit.
That was that was that wasn't me losing it. That was someone going, "That's mine now." Oh man,
that terrifies me. That brings.
Oh
me
yeah, I get real nervous about parking anywhere.
If I could, I would. If I could, I would create some sort of electric shock system. So if someone touches my car, boom, you're shocked. Like, look at my car. Shocked.
There's like cages and stuff that you could put.
Shocked. It's like a child.
Shocked. you try to ticket my car? Shocked. Shocked. You try to tow my car? Shocked. Shocked. You look at my car?
You
shocked.
Write a rap song called Shocked. It's just...
No, I honestly, I'm thinking about. I'm gonna be honest. This when I saw Parks and Recreation.
Fight my car? Shocked.
When I took this bit from Parks and Recreation. When they have this French city come in as a sister city,
okay,
and Fred Armisen comes over.
That wasn't a French city; it was Colombia.
Colombia, thank you.
Yeah.
Oops.
I just recently watched.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, it's Colombia.
It was Colombia.
At least you didn't confuse like Venezuela and Brazil or something.
That's true.
Yeah, because that would have been that could have been.
It was yeah. So he was from Colombia, and he was what's her name? Amy Poehler is being harassed by the parks and by the city.
Yeah, they're mean.
They're mean to her. What? And Fred Armisen was like, I am shocked. I'm shocked. In my country, they go to jail. You look at somebody, jail. You kiss somebody, jail. You know, it's like, you don't pay your, you know, like, you don't say hi to me. Oh, you definitely go to jail.
Yeah. It's a good episode. It was episode. Just very extreme, like, oh, man. Yeah, that was a good episode. I forgot what happened at the end. Did they embarrass them?
Yeah,
oh, she didn't take the money.
She didn't take the money because they were trying to say, what were they trying to say?
They were just trying to embarrass the U.S.
The United States.
The United States. And so she didn't take the money, even though they needed the money.
I think I fixed
it. To fill the pit.
I think I fixed it.
You think you fixed it?
Oh, no, I didn't. Never mind.
But I did learn it while I was in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And I just showed Star a video of it. But how sweet sharks can be.
Right?
They look like kitties.
They look like...
I saw that video and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, hopefully once the video goes up soon, you'll see it.
We'll be able to, like, talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. But they act like dogs and cats where they just want to get pet. Like, this woman, she's been able to put them in a hypnotic state and, you know...
Yeah, it's so crazy.
She calms them down and then they just sit there. And there's a myth that sharks have to keep swimming to stay alive and to breathe.
But these are just like, but no, these we could chill.
There are some sharks that don't.
There are some sharks, and these Caribbean reef sharks don't. Like, they can just sit there on her lap and just like, and just go to sleep, close their little eyes, and their eyes go down up. They don't go up down, which
weird.
Is really creepy. So yeah, that was like, oh, it kind of blew my mind, like how adorable these little sharks, because she was calling them and then they would just like fall on her. Like my cat does. He just comes to me and just falls on me. Like,
yeah. So now are you going to think of your cats like little mini sharks?
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, you're land sharks.
Swarming around me.
Yeah.
And then giving little love bites.
They're amazing. It was just like so cool to see that many sharks in such a close environment.
Oh my God, there were so many.
There's so many. And you're just used
to... Yeah, the little bits I got to see on Instagram was just like, the fuck are you guys doing?
And honestly, there were more sharks on the next day. And I didn't show it because I'm not down there. But there was like swarm. 15.
Yeah.
Like
I just appreciated the GoPro shots of GoPros on sticks and you guys just going like, well, okay.
But what's amazing about...
I was like, man, production value. I love like, I love just seeing like you got to get a shot somehow.
It.
And it's just like, well, no one's going to go in that. Not like in that particular scenario. And it's like, well, here's a stick with a camera on it.
And what's fun about it is that sharks detect the electricity in GoPros. And so they're kind of like attracted to it.
So sharks can detect.
Yeah.
Sharks can detect like the electricity in a AA battery from like a mile away or something ridiculous.
What?
I didn't know that.
So if you drop a battery into the ocean, they can sense it from a very far distance.
Weird.
So they can sense. That's one of the way one of the ways they find their prey is that they can sense the electrical signals of their prey. So when you stick a camera in the ocean, they're immediately attracted to it because they think that it's electrical signals of life.
So you're saying don't wear an Apple Watch when you go...
No.
Oh, yeah. Maybe
don't
do that.
But even just you going into ocean...
Yeah, we have
it
electricity.
It can sense your electrical field.
So it has these little black dots on its nose.
I'm thinking if, like, if I was swimming and I had my watch on and they like bit my watch off, I'd be like, all right, that's
no,
cool.
They'd bite your hand off.
I know, but it'd be part of also like the world where it was like, well, that's the universe. Here's my watch.
If the shark just got if the shark just got your watch.
If it just got my watch, lucky. I'd be like,
you'd be very lucky.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. I deserve
I'm never going to go in the water again, but that was real cool. Yeah.
No, they're beautiful, and they are way larger than we thought they were going to be.
Oh yeah, and also I saw these sharks, and they're like, oh, these are really big. And then someone told me, oh yeah, these are the small ones. The great white sharks are like little Mini Coopers.
Yeah, I would not want.
I was like, holy shit!
Like, yeah, like that's... just imagining that much shark.
Like
yeah,
this shark is probably as wider than this table that we're at. A great white.
The closest thing I did that, like, you know, there's VR stuff and there's a VR shark tank thing where you're like in a cage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the whole it's not even a game. You're just in it waiting for a shark to show up. And of course it does. And I'm like, ooh, I don't like how this feels.
Yeah.
At all. And eventually it does. And you're like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, this is the scale, though, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's just a big shark. I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like being in this VR cage. I kept having to like briefly take it off to look outside and be like, I'm fine. I'm not in.
You're not actually there.
I'm not here. Because it was just like, oh man.
Yeah. It's really creepy. I was also surprised how like cautious sharks can be. Like they're
so cautious.
They're not like insistent on attacking you. You know, they're not going to be like.
They want to make sure you're tasty.
Yeah, they want to make sure like, okay, is this going to harm me? It's still careful even though it's a predator. Which surprised me. I feel like, dude, you're totally a shark. You can like fucking rip me up. Like, you don't have to be careful.
He
you can just go
that.
At.
He doesn't know you.
It's like, yeah, well, okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, thank God. That'd be bad if he knew how strong that he was. I mean, we'd be.
Well, they don't like how we taste anyway.
No, they that's don't. True. We're not.
No, we're not tasty.
We're not chemically.
We're like junk food to them.
Yeah.
That's like the script from last year.
Yeah. But we are actually. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, the Bahamas was beautiful. It was thunder and lightning.
Yeah, for part of it, which was cool. Florida, that would be, yeah. And it's like about to be spring summer, so
yeah.
It should be.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
All the storms,
but it was really cool. It was really cool to be there. I'm still tired.
Yeah, I am still tired too.
And we're flying to Hawaii on Monday.
That's awesome.
So we're going the opposite direction of time.
That's so awesome.
So we
went though.
To.
So we were 3 hours. Yeah, we were 3 hours ahead.
Ahead, yeah.
We're 3 hours ahead.
Now
like
you're
going to
go back
week,
in time.
And now we're going 3 hours behind. Yeah. So we're going to have a 6-hour difference.
That's so cool.
We're traveling.
Which island?
Oh, I don't know the islands. Ohio.
Are you going to go to the one that's on fire right now?
No. Definitely
God
not.
God damn
no.
it.
But we're south of it, I think.
We're going to North Shore.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, you're going to have a
great
time.
So I'm going to pop in.
The water. I mean, I don't know how it is with volcanoes and shit right now, but like the water is like the most perfect water I've ever experienced.
My God.
Like right up, like it's like right at like comfortable bathtub temperature, but not like gross hot. Like just like, oh, this is nice.
It's going to be interesting experiencing like an island, but still it still be in America.
Oh,
you know?
It's an island.
But like, because you know,
it does not feel like the U.S.
Well, I don't have to change currency. I don't have to worry about my data being roaming.
It was really hard because we didn't have internet for like most of the time we were there.
The hotel offered internet free, 1 megabyte.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, and it might as well have been nothing because you try and log in and do anything,
gone.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Like we basically didn't have internet. It was. I mean, it was great because we got to experience
you actually had to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But trying to do work, I was trying to give notes on another project we were on.
Yeah. And you're like,
while
well,
I was there streaming.
No way.
Like, there's a thing called Frame.io. Have you heard Frame.io? Okay. So we were using Frame.io.
Shout out to the Slack user, Bem Pauzab, for she brought it up on Slack. It's like, have you guys used Frame.io? And I was like, no, I never heard of it. And then I looked into it, and now we're all using
it. Yeah, I've heard. They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
We never used it. I never heard of it till.
Yeah, it's just like you use it to like leave notes like across like.
Well, excuse me, Star. I got left out.
Well, I would have never brought it up because I would assume you guys knew about it.
So we.
Professionals.
So we. We never really had a use for it before, especially at SourceFed.
Because you were in the same room.
We were always in the same room, but now that's not the case at all. So
no, it's great. It's really great. Useful. Like, it's great at better than a Dropbox. Like, it's a great uploader, great viewing on your phone. Anyway.
Yeah. So, but I was trying to stream that so I could give notes on it.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell it was going to stream. it was like,
that's like 1 megabyte.
1 megabyte a second is like.
And you pay $10 a day.
Oh yeah,
you get 5 megabytes.
Oh, I would have paid it. I would have been like, well, you got me.
We could have expensed it.
5 megabytes is not much better than.
Oh
1 megabyte.
It isn't. But I would have been like, I need.
I still would have given up on the internet. Like at 5 meg, yeah, it's just not. That's not worth it at that point.
Yeah, no, you'll be in Hawaii. You guys are gonna have it's the US, but it's an island, and it's gonna be amazing.
I did start catching up on Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
You did.
How far are you?
What are your thoughts?
I'm on chapter The Goblet of Fire. So those two schools just came in.
Yeah,
you one got, on the horse and one on a boat.
Do you like Beauxbatons? You like Gymstrang? You like them?
Oh, they just came in, so I'm gonna get to know them a little more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'll get to know them.
Yeah. I've had one of the big things that I've noticed, a little Harry Potter corner time, that bothered me was this whole controversy with the elves and the house elves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how no one gives a fuck about it but Hermione.
No one gives a fuck
about
Hermione.
And it seems to me very, okay, like even Ron, like I get it, like, okay, we don't want to care about it. But they make fun of her for caring about these house elves.
Yeah.
And, like, Ron really puts her off. Like, oh, come off it, Hermione, you know? And it's, like, these characters that I've kind of loved. And now I feel very confused about the whole situation.
You should
where
be.
It's like,
yeah.
Where I'm like,
point.
Okay, Ron, but come on, Harry, you too? You support this a little? Like,
Harry's just not even thinking about
Harry
it.
Harry really isn't thinking about
Harry's
it.
Harry's not thinking about it. And he's just like, well, Dobby got, like, we got Dobby out of the situation. So,
yeah, I mean,
like, he's not thinking about it, which is the point. That's the whole point.
I know. I felt very disturbed about it. And
that's why also when people are like, Hermione's black, and I'm like, hell yeah, she is. Because she's noticing shit. Then she's like, wait, this isn't okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Now when I got to that, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm at that part where I feel very like, twisted and torn apart about them not helping.
And it's usually
Hermione.
Very, even within the wizarding community, it's very like... privileged wizards who have house elves.
Yeah.
So it's like even.
Well, it's
then,
funny that the Weasleys don't even like.
The Weasleys don't because they're poor, but right. It's also like they're we'll just do it ourselves. It's fine.
They're poor, but they're also like, yeah, but they love it, Hermione. They're house elves. Like
they
come
consider
on.
It like it, that, servants, not slaves, but it's slavery.
But they seem like that's like a kind of attitude that like Malfoy would have, you know?
Right.
Like Ron, like the Weasleys are sharing the same view
It's also just very British, because British. Took over a lot of
British
countries.
The British did a lot of
the British
bad
did a lot
shit.
Of a lot of fucked up shit to other countries.
Every country's so everyone's done a lot of fucked up shit.
Yes, huh? But also
haven't we all?
Like a lot of British people did. And a lot, U.S. too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
the
like,
U.S. did some.
We did.
We got it from somewhere.
Oh yeah, those genes passed down from somewhere. Mm.
Yep,
I'm from Texas, so I get 7 genes.
Genes?
Six. Because, you know, Six Flags over Texas.
Yeah.
Or Six Flags is from...
For people that don't know where Six Flags comes from.
It comes from Texas. So, like, Dallas has the original Six Flags, Six Flags over Texas. And then theme park, you go in, you get Mexico, France, Texas, America, Spain, and Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And so you have little... So the guy went to Disney World and was like, this is awesome. I want to have...
like, I want to do it.
I want to do this too. And then he took it to Dallas or and there. And he was like, okay, I'm going to have each little park in the corner represent a little area that... You know, that
represents Texan history.
Yeah, like that occupy Texas. So it was like a little Texas history, but have some fun.
Here's some roller coasters.
Yeah.
Wait, is it in order of what flag was on?
That I don't know. I don't know.
And
that would be really
the
cool.
Looney Tunes showed up and like took over.
Oh yeah, then they had a deal with Warner Brothers and they're like, hey, let's put some Looney Tunes on there.
And there's some Bugs Bunny.
And but those are in Toontown America.
What are you guys talking about?
Looney Tunes has like a license with Six Flags, so if you go there, you get to meet Looney Tunes characters.
Yeah.
Oh, got
instead
it.
Instead of like
okay.
meeting
yeah.
Mickey, like at Disney, you
got it.
Get
I think you're saying they're flying a Looney Tunes flag, and
no.
I was like,
oh,
that's
no.
a weird.
But they there is a Tiny Toon America in the one in Dallas, and so they're like part of America, but just like little America. But that's the reason why you see like Batman ride and the
yep,
Joker.
That's right.
Because they have what the DC universe.
Yeah, they have the DC universe.
I haven't been to Six Flags here in a while.
It's pretty great.
I need to go back. Last time I went, I got real mad at that.
The
X2
one
on,
the Green Lantern ride is.
Green Lantern ride is great.
There's a Green Lantern ride.
Oh
Green
my
Lantern
god!
Ride is great.
Wait, I cannot stop laughing.
I love that one.
It,
it's
like
a
just,
standing up one.
It's a swinger. It just swings you back and forth. Like it does this like curving swing, and you start at the top, and then you swing up and down, and then you swing to the left. But as you swing to the left, you're still going up and down, up and down.
You get to also pick if you're sitting or standing in that ride.
Yeah.
You like adjust your seating.
Oh, you can adjust, yeah.
To like figure out where you want, if you want to like be like, I want to kind of kneel and be comfortable. Yeah. Or if you are like, oh, no, so I want to stand. And then there's like the fools who jump up so that your feet are hanging and you're just kind of resting. And I'm like, that doesn't seem comfortable.
Oh, yeah, that's true, but it's fun.
So I just did like a snake. Regular standing.
So you're snaking down like a serpentine, okay. And you go all the way from top to bottom. But while you're going down, it's also dipping up and down. And then also while that's happening, you're swinging back and forth.
That sounds like I would die.
Oh, no, and you're going backwards.
That one's fun. X2 can die in a fire. And I will never go on the Superman ride.
X2, is that the one where you put on
glasses? X2 is
I think I put up the glasses on that
one. When I went on it, there was no glasses. It was just like the whole ride, the line to get on it, it's like, this is the most extreme over masculine ride.
Times
you better
two.
Have the guts to get on this ride. That's like
you
very much.
You better have the dick to
yeah,
get on
essentially.
The ride.
And I'm just like, okay, let's see how this
I
ride
I like to make
goes.
A side note about dicks. I mean,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I remember, well, hold on. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
Continue.
We'll remember. We'll put a button on
really
that.
Really about balls, but go ahead. That's really what I need to put a pin in because I have a discussion point
okay.
about that.
Put a pin in those balls.
So
we'll come back
to it. Yeah. So I went on that ride and it immediately the intensity of the ride immediately sets off the flight or fight response, and since
right.
you can't flight anywhere, I just got real mad at
you
it.
Start farting.
I wanted to punch it because it turns you in such an aggressive way,
yeah.
And then they throw fire at you, like not like in a safe distance, but you feel fire.
There's
at
speakers
points.
Like right next.
Everything's
to you.
It's just all to like it's like the most aggravating, obnoxious ride. And it didn't feel good. It was just like, here's all intense. Here's all the stimulation.
Yeah.
And at the end, when you think you're done, there's like more stimulation. And then you're at the end, and I'm like, I just feel like I like need to run and punch things. So I hated it because I came off of it just angry.
Yeah.
Because I had nowhere to put all the aggression that it, I guess, promised that would make you feel. And it did. And I'm just like, I don't like
well,
that ride.
At least it didn't lie to you.
And Superman
that's
is a
true.
No-go.
Yeah.
No, it didn't lie. The Superman's a no-go because that's just a straight up, let's go up in the air
and
then just
down.
Drop you.
Yeah, it's kind of a waste.
And like it looks also like people wait in line for hours and
yeah.
it's like a 10-second ride. But also, why? It's just a drop, which is not fun.
Ugh, drops. I don't like
anyway,
the way it makes my
tummy what was your
feel.
Side note about balls?
Oh, yeah, balls. I don't like the idea that someone says you got to have balls to do something. Or you don't have the balls to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, they're too sensitive.
They're very sensitive. Why do we keep using balls as things of being, like, tough and masculine? You just blow air at it and it hurts.
It's like, that's the ultimate irony.
That's not the irony.
It's
the
ultimate
it's just
irony of the whole thing.
It's manly. But those things are so
incredibly sensitive.
Very sensitive.
What was it?
If you're weak, you're weak as balls. That's what the saying should be.
You're sensitive as balls.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
Betty White.
Quit
I
crying,
one
you ball.
Time, like, she made a joke about that where she was just like, we should call everything a pussy because pussies take a beating all
yeah,
the time. Like,
think,
it was just kind of like,
what? I think.
And I was just like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, why don't we switch that around?
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's that thought was in the back of my mind because I feel like I remember that. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's true.
It is very true.
I
don't understand.
They're
it
tough.
Was, yeah, it's like you got to have big balls. And you're like, no, that means that
they're bigger.
Worse.
Oh, boom.
And it hurts
hurt.
Way more.
You just fall down.
Yeah.
It's not okay. It's not okay. Okay, has everybody seen Deadpool?
No, but I'm probably not going to go see it, so.
Oh, man. Okay.
Why not?
It's fine. I could be spoiled. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah. Why won't you see? I'm not going to see Solo.
I'm probably seeing Solo tomorrow because I'm going to be on like a friend's podcast and they're paying for me. I was like, okay, I'll go see it if you're going to pay for it. But I don't know. Deadpool's fine. It's just, and I saw the first one and I liked it and it was fine.
It's not your jam.
It's not like, it's not enough for me to go like, since I'm saving money right now, like I'm not going to go out of my way to see that one. Like, I'll wait till it's on Netflix.
Pass?
No.
Star, what are you doing?
Even if I did, though, that's still like $10 more a month that I'm
you don't see
pitching.
A movie a month?
I kind of.
You're under interrogation. Where's the light?
I used to, but now that I'm not, now that it's kind of like, do I really want to see this? And I've noticed that I'm like, I'm okay.
Mm.
I'm not like overly, like the last one I saw was Infinity.
Yeah.
But normally that would be a movie I would see like two or three times. And
right.
I'm like, one's fine.
Well, one time would be paid by SourceFed. SourceFed would pay for us to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I would pay for myself. And then I would see it with friends.
So. Yeah.
But now we have MoviePass.
But
I saw it. I liked it.
It
was
great.
I had a lot of fun. And I watched it and I said that was a great movie.
I liked it too.
I've heard either it was good or it was like it was okay. And I was like, okay, well I'll wait.
I thought it was good.
I needed some time to ramp up a little bit. I'll be honest. I think I had this discussion at when we got Mexican food.
Tell me about it.
I just felt like I wasn't sure where it was headed, and then once it got to a certain part when they're in skip ahead 15 seconds when they're in jail. When caught, I felt like that's when it really got going for me.
Yeah.
Before then, I just wasn't sure.
I have a spoilery question.
Sure.
That I wasn't sure was answered or not. Like maybe that was a tempo internet. Thing. Is Vanessa alive? Is his girlfriend alive?
Ooh, we better skip ahead a couple seconds if you want to know the answer to this one.
Because it is a point of contention. In the movie.
Right. And I was like, and I kept hearing people talk about that. In fact, I'm like, I need to know if she's alive or not.
Skip way ahead if you don't want Deadpool spoilers. About. The end of the first act, she dies.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Then at the very end, he gets Cable's time travel thing.
Uh-huh.
And then he time travels back.
Uh-huh.
And saves her.
Okay. That's fine. Okay.
And he changes a couple other things, too.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Well, that makes... He's Deadpool. Of course he will.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He changes some great things.
Okay. So that makes sense. Because here's the thing with the... I remember hearing that and I was just like, did they seriously fridge Vanessa?
Yeah.
I was like, of all the things to do, especially I'm like, aren't we done with that trope?
It was surprisingly emotional though, the movie. Like it was surprisingly, it.
Well, yeah.
Like it, I didn't expect it to be as emotionally nuanced as it was.
Okay.
Like he actually gives an amazing performance. Hannah was crying in the first act.
Well, yeah, it's going to be sad.
Because it was, yeah. So, it was.
Yeah.
It was emotional. I will say,
when it comes out on Netflix or whatever, I'll go see it or like, and it'll be fine. That's why I'm also kind of like, but I'm also, I don't know. I'm almost, it's weird to be like almost over superhero movies, but I'm like almost there.
You know, I was at that point when.
Wasp was going to come out or the Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I'm like, normally I'd be so hyped and I'm like, okay.
I got lost hype when like the DC movies were coming out.
I'm not into that.
Like
at all.
when the DC movies were coming out, I was like, oh man, I may not want to see any more superhero movies. But then Avengers came back, and so did some other good ones, and I was like, okay, I'm back on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see Ant-Man and Wasp, but I'm not like excited to go see it.
I definitely watched the trailers for that one. That's how you know I'm like
into a movie. You watched some trailers?
Yeah. Now you know if I'm like into a movie or not, I'll watch the trailers. I'm like, well, I think it's going to be okay. And then I'll watch the trailers. But if I'm really into it.
Did you watch the trailer for Deadpool before you saw it?
I think I saw one.
Okay.
I saw the one where they had Cable on with a green screened arm.
Oh yeah.
That was the only one I saw.
And then I saw the trailer for Venom.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I saw that, too.
You saw it?
I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, but I saw it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go see that. I'm going to watch that.
You know, I wasn't really into it until the very end when I finally saw it, and that's only because of the visuals of it.
Yeah, I'm still not.
Venom's not my hero, when it creeps in. Yeah, that's cool enough for me to go in.
Wait, why aren't you going to see Solo?
I mean, I will. I'm not excited about it. I know we have somebody who went and saw it.
We have a man on the inside.
We have a man on the inside who saw it on the premiere, and he was like, it's a great fun ride.
That's fine.
But I had this conversation with you. Is like when I saw the trailer for it, because I wasn't excited to see it. I was like, I'm gonna watch the trailer. I don't care. They played it out as like, oh, he's a rebel who doesn't play by the rules. Like I think they literally said those words. Like it sets it up. Like you know, usually okay, we want the story about a guy who doesn't play by the rules, and then they write that down in the script, and then they said that in the trailer. So that was just a little off-putting to me.
You know, everything about the trailer for Solo looked off-putting except for Donald Glover. And I remember going, when I saw it, I was just like, well, if I see this movie, it's going to be for Donald Glover. That's it. And like, if I wasn't going to get a ticket tomorrow, like I would have been like, oh, wait, same thing. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go see Donald do his thing and it'll be cool. Cause I didn't like, also, I also don't like Han Solo as a character. I don't like him. So
what don't you like about him?
He's an asshole. Like, he's just an asshole. I mean,
he's a cocky guy.
Yeah, but
he doesn't play by the rules.
But not charming.
He's a rebel.
He's not a charming asshole. I think he's just an asshole.
I think he thinks he's charming.
And,
I think that's what's compelling about him.
And it's influenced way too many dudes into thinking that's the way you get a girl, which is a problem.
That is a problem.
Because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then
because he got the girl, and I was just like, oh, you got.
He changed a little bit.
He didn't. Okay, so
he came back in the end.
Sure, whatever. He comes back in the end. However, as
spoiler
we saw,
for a movie 30 years old.
As we saw The Force Awakens, did he actually change? No! They reset everybody, and everybody was back where they started, and he was still kind of an asshole.
I mean, but also, to be fair, at one point, Leia was like, oh, fuck this, and
right?
left.
As she should have, which was fine and great, and I approve. But overall, I'm like, God, this guy's... Like, I rewatched the originals, and I was just like... Wow, this guy's just a jerk. He's just this.
Yeah, but isn't he so cool?
He's better as Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones. I'm like, oh, Indiana can get it. But like Han is just like, oh, you're gross and you probably smell bad.
You think he smells bad? I think he smells like Axe.
He looks like, I guess that smells bad.
He
looks like he doesn't shower and Chewie's the one who makes him like take a shower.
I think Chewie would smell out of either of them.
Chewie maintains. You could tell he makes sure his hair is groomed. He's always like on point.
Han Solo's got some suave hair.
It's true.
That hair does not look like he's not taking care of it.
Maybe I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He does look like he maintains his
hair. He maintains his hair, maintains his body.
I'll tell you what. I
Han doesn't look like he wears deodorant.
I like Deadpool, and I'm excited for Solo.
If you watch it on YouTube, it's a really like, you know, you're excited. It took me a while to get Deadpool. I love Deadpool. I'll see Solo
someday.
I'll watch
it when it comes out on Netflix. It'll be fine. And I'll be like, oh,
we got
good.
The whole gamut here, guys.
Yeah.
The whole gamut. But I'm excited.
Yeah, no. Oh, Solo?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I love it.
All I want is a fun sci-fi movie. Yeah. That's all I care about. That's why I like Guardians. That's why.
Yeah, Guardians is great.
Like, I just want a movie where I go in and go, oh, cool, they're going to go, like, fly around in space and do some cool shit and then probably shoot some aliens and then save the world. Yeah. And then
if Solo ends up being that, that'll be fine.
That's all I want.
I think that's what it's going to be. I really do.
Likes
I just
to make everything deep. Everything that they do.
But it was being directed by
comedians.
We'll see. But, you know, it's Star Wars. They still, like, we got
I think this one's going to be very lighthearted.
I'm fine if there's a little moment of, like, deep, that's fine.
Really?
I don't think this movie's gonna be that deep.
We'll see.
I think it's gonna be the I think
it's same level of deep as Deadpool. That would be surprising to me.
Yeah, that's wow. That's true. Deadpool might be a lot deeper than Solo.
Really?
I might say that. Yeah,
significantly.
I'm like 2% more intrigued about Deadpool now.
It's got
it uses a very outdated cliche in what it does.
But
it does it really well, and you actually feel emotions.
Okay.
There's not a lot of motivations that Deadpool has, but he is fervent about that. Like,
yeah,
if something gets in that way, he is passionate about it, and then that kind of like stirs.
Because otherwise, there'd be nothing to Deadpool. It'd just be chaos.
Well, you know, I mean, Batman, Superman, there's a lot to that.
Well, yeah.
My favorite reference was that in the movie. He makes a reference and he goes, he's late coming home. And he's like apologizing. He's like, I'm sorry. I ran into, what did he say? Like, I ran into another, I was having a fight with another superhero and, but we got out of it cause we realized both our moms were named Martha.
Oh yeah.
So good. they make fun of so many things in that movie. I can't believe that they got away with what they did.
Ryan Wellens going on a Japanese singing contest and singing a song from, I think, Wizard of Oz.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
This marketing campaign is amazing.
He went on that, but as just himself, as Ryan Wellens with like a mask on his face, so you don't know who's singing. And he's singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and like singing it really well. And like the Japanese judges are like, man, this is good. But they don't know who it is. And then he takes something. They're like, oh, my God, it's Ryan Reynolds. And they're like, yeah, he's here for Deadpool. And they're like, OK. And that was it. And you're like, what? Why?
I love that, though.
Wait, can we talk about the marketing?
Yes. That's what, cause
talk about the marketing.
What? No, really, you're the one who showed me about
the
marketing.
I know, but I want you to talk about it because I showed it to you and you were so excited.
Yes, the DVD covers. I can't believe that happened.
I was like, okay, that's pretty brilliant.
That's amazing. Because when you get marketing was basically someone's face and then like the title of the name, I'm like, okay, boring. I don't care.
Yeah, but this is like,
he is bleeding into society.
Also, what a great way to make money, because like everybody who wants to collect all the things, you would buy all of those DVDs.
If I had money, I would buy all those DVDs. if I could. It has Deadpool.
I kind of want the Office Space one.
For those who don't know, Fox re-released when they had to restock some of the DVDs. They put they replaced like Office Space, X-Men, Fight Club with Deadpool in them. So Deadpool's in the DVD cover of all of them.
Yeah.
So Brad Pitt and Edward Norton in Fight Club? No. It's Deadpool and Deadpool.
So
the movie X-Men, the latest one, Apocalypse?
Yeah.
You know the whole cast of X-Men?
Yeah, it's all Deadpool.
It's a whole cast of Deadpool. Well, Office Space, he's like peeking out at the side. It's amazing. Planet of the Apes, wasn't it Planet? Or no?
I think so. It's all Fox movies.
It's all Fox movies.
But they did not do Wolverine.
They did. They did Logan.
They did Logan, but not...
Wolverine
with the old Deadpool. They should not do that.
So in the post credit sequence, there's a little nod to that.
Oh, good.
Definitely a nod to that.
Okay.
It's so good.
There's also
a nod to Green Lantern.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They did that before in the first one.
Yeah. But there's a good nod to Green Lantern.
Was it like one of the fight scenes or something? I think I saw somebody release a clip of him... There's some action sequence, and it's the same action sequence from Wolverine.
What? Is he on?
They matched it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
This is Trolley Sour Bite Tiny Hands.
Oh.
And it has Deadpool.
Sour Bite Tiny Hands. That's great.
And it has these little gummy tiny hands.
Sounds like a nuclear family product, the Strensums product.
Tiny hands. In the article, you see he's wearing a unicorn mask and singing.
So good. Yeah, there's like a whole article about the...
I mean, their marketing is great. That's the thing.
Who is leading their marketing? I want to say hello to you and give you
a LinkedIn page for Peter, for those who have seen the movie.
Peter.
There's a link. You can go
is
find
Peter
Peter's
the guy
LinkedIn
who's like just a guy?
Yeah. Okay, so when you watch the trailer, that's the best part of the trailer.
I've not seen this movie, and yet I know, like, I through osmosis of the internet, I'm like... Isn't there like a guy like who doesn't do anything and they just like into
He's
him?
Like, yeah, Peter, I just came in because
it's so good. It's like one of my favorite bits in the movie.
If you see the trailer, they do a good cut too.
Oh, really?
So it's like, oh yeah, I'm just Peter. I just want to be a guy. And he's like, okay, you're hired. And then it cut to and he's flying in the air with his mustache.
Yeah.
No, that was one of my favorite jokes in the movie was Peter. Just in general, as a bit, it was such a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
And there's another guy who wants to be a killer.
Oh, yeah.
But he can't, so it's like, what the fuck? You get Peter and not me?
Yeah, it's really good. It's really funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
It was a good movie, yeah. The more I talk about it, I want to see it again.
Yeah. I might not go see it again, but
I'll probably see it.
Because my movie pass won't let me.
Oh, yeah. That's dumb.
So I'm not going to pay for it.
Do you remember that one time when, what movie was it? Interstellar or some movie Christopher Nolan made, and there was like a special deal where you buy this like $25 pass, and you can rewatch this Christopher Nolan movie as much as you want.
No way. Because
it was like IMAX. It was like an IMAX movie. So yeah. He wanted people to see it over and over again because he thought it was cool. So yeah, you pay like $25 and then you can see it as much as you want.
That's like a normal movie ticket in LA.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, it feels like a theater can do that. Like a small, like the Vista could be like, hey.
Right, yeah.
There's this movie that just came out. If you pay, I think they could do like, hey, if you want to pay $45, you could watch this one movie
as many times as you want.
If it was like a hit.
Yeah. Because why not?
Like Infinity War. Infinity War got the number one box office in the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see... I mean, it would depend on the movie. I don't know what movie I'd want to see more than...
It was crazy to hear Josh Brolin twice.
I saw Black Panther twice.
Oh, right.
Hearing Josh Brolin's voice, like him doing that, I can't believe this kid...
Yeah,
is gone or something like I can just hear it, like his gravitas in his voice his melancholic voice
and in Infinity War, but they reference that. They reference him
Of course they're gonna reference all of it.
I'm not gonna spoil Infinity War, but I wish they made reference to the ending of Infinity War.
Oh, that would have been so good.
They probably were too afraid of spoilers.
They probably because
if they can't trust their own crew, if they can't trust Spidey and Hulk to not spill beans, they're like, nah, we can't trust another Hulk crew.
How are we looking on that the battery on that Mac?
Let me see. Ooh, we're at 15%.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. I have this plugged into a charger, like an external battery, this GoPro, but it's not taking it either.
Huh.
So we're on low bats everywhere.
We got low bats everywhere.
Do we have time for a question? Or
yeah, we do.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Let me pull one up. But yeah, we're lucky enough that the GoPro will hold that long because
oh yeah
normally it doesn't. Okay, Let me look up a question.
As you're looking up a question, I've come to terms that I am a Ravenclaw. And
yes, yes, you are.
I know. Well, the thing is I'm a Raven. Okay, I'm a Ravenclaw who can be a Puff, who aspires to be a Gryffindor, and who want to be sometimes a Slytherin.
You know, you're allowed to have the traits of all the houses. It's just the one you are the most.
When I took the test, I was like, oh, I feel like I'm a Gryffindor. And then as I come to know myself a little bit and dealing with some troubles in my life, I'm like,
you're like, wait, now
I may not be as fearless.
I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna hold back. I'm gonna read.
Yeah.
Read some
books. It's like just evaluating my life. I'm like, oh, I may not be as fearless as I thought. Because I thought, you know, like I love doing anything. Like I love jumping into stuff, and I love,
You're in it. Here's the thing: the Gryffindor bravery thing. It's not always the fun bravery thing. It's also like the, oh man, I gotta really stand up right now.
Yeah.
That's part of it too. And that's not fun. Cause I could do half and half on the general bravery. Like, let's go have some fun stuff.
Yeah.
But when it comes to no, this is serious business. I'm like, oh no. I'm gonna stand back and watch and see how this plays out instead.
Yeah, I mean, I had a real hard time with the ladies in high school, so I was very afraid. I was not brave at all because our schools were separate. I mean, I was in the same.
Right. You went to a separate. That makes it harder too.
So I was like, oh well, I don't need to because they're on the other side of the room.
They're just way over there.
So,
hello.
Hey.
There's a camera going too, so everybody sees you coming in. okay, we have time for one question.
One question.
Let's see. What do we want to do? Okay, I guess we'll talk about this because it's by
Martin?
No. Adef Beto. EFFBETO.
Yeah.
When you first moved to LA, how important was it to find an apartment in close proximity to your workplace? Do you feel this reason has the same weight today as it did back then if you were to look for a new place? I started a new job and my tardiness, while it hasn't been brought to my attention, is getting to me. It's getting to the point where I'm considering relocating to be closer to my job. For context, I have a 1-hour commute that can easily be 2 if there's an accident that closes the highway.
Mm.
So we're talking about the most LA.
When I first moved to LA, I was freelancing, so I did not care where I lived because I was working at home.
Yeah. So I just moved to a new place.
Yeah.
And that was a big decision of where we're going to move. Are we going to move close to our work? Because it's an hour and a half, hour 10 or whatever, to where I need to go. Or am I going to stay where I am? And my girlfriend, she is an actor.
You have a girlfriend?
Ooh, yeah. I got a girlfriend. She's an actor, and she... travels to Hollywood and all that stuff to do auditions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a pain for her to have to travel from Culver City, where I work, you know? And she always has gigs that pop up randomly. And so it'd be hard for her to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to find a middle ground where it's okay, where can we go that's both great for you and for me? Maybe in Sherman Oaks.
The middle grounds are all the expensive areas.
But it's maybe Sherman Oaks, because you can go east and I can go west or something. And then as we started looking for places and things got really expensive and just kind of our taste, we figured that we preferred the area that we were in.
Right.
And it was worth the commute. So I think once now that I've been here, I probably, if I was single and I just got to LA, then I would totally live right next to where I work, which is what Autumn did. Autumn literally lived 5 minutes from SourceFed, and she was paying month to month. And so if I was single, just got here, I would totally be by my work. But now that I've gotten to know the city and I've kind of created a relationship with my little town, and it's good for Sarah, and who knows what's going to happen in the future. I just stayed where I am and I make the commute work. And I can listen to podcasts on my way over there. So I kind of made us a little system.
You make the best of it.
I make the best of it. And I know when to leave and all that stuff.
I mean, almost anywhere you leave from, it's going to be an hour to get to where we are, except for maybe Culver City itself.
Yeah.
So for me, I've learned to enjoy the ride in the car.
Yeah.
So I would much rather be in a place that, one, is affordable,
mm-hmm.
and two, is somewhere that I enjoy being,
mm-hmm.
Than move to somewhere that I'm not as happy just to be closer to work. But if there's no, for me, if there's no difference between, like, if I worked down the street mm-hmm. here, that would be fine. If there was no, you know what I mean? I wouldn't move somewhere else if I liked it here. Like, if you like where you are, if you like the area that your work is in, don't, like, live yeah. there. But I enjoy where I live now, so I probably wouldn't move closer. Burbank actually is an area. Burbank and Glendale are two areas, which is actually farther from where I'm working. But they're nice areas, and I would rather be there than, you know.
When we were still in Century City, and then even like little bits for Culver for me, I hated that commute. I hated that commute with a passion. I hated it too. I was looking to move. I was like, I'm going to get closer because this is ridiculous.
But I think closer is Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Well, closer. Like, I was looking to Culver and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was just like, this is the worst. I hate this.
I will say.
Started hating my apartment. Like, the commute was making me miserable at home and there. Like, I was not okay. And I was starting to look. It was just too expensive. And I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I will figure this out, though. And because my area, I always have to, again, you have to drive everywhere you go. But before, when we were at SourceFed, it was like, okay, it's 20 minutes to get to SourceFed. It would be half an hour to get to Culver, where a group of my friends do live. So I still drive down there. It's just like, I don't have to go during rush hour. And then I have another group of friends in Silver Lake, which is another half an hour in that direction. So I'm like centered. And yeah. I'm close enough to a rail. So I'm like, oh, if I need it, I could do that.
That's great,
So I like my area, even though there's nothing really going on and no one visits because it's the fucking valley and no one visits. But as a spot and like rent wise, it's fine. But that commute was so making me so miserable, like, and so unmotivated to do anything that I was just like, I don't know what to do. So because of that, it's influenced me looking for work. If I see work that's way too far, unless it's like paying a lot, I don't bother even applying to it because I'm like, I can't do that again. That made me so, like, I was not okay.
I mean, I didn't even want to get a job in Beverly Hills when I first saw that. I was like, before SourceFed and everything, I was like, I'm not going to Beverly Hills. That's ridiculous. That's so far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, I was just like, so even now, unless like the job is like amazing, then I'm like, ugh. But I've been looking at a lot of Burbank jobs. I'm like, ooh, there's a lot of graphic design
Burbank
jobs.
Would be
I'm
great.
Just applying to those.
You know what? It's so funny. Like, I just realized I live right close to Dan Harmon's place.
Oh, Starburns?
Starburns Industries.
Yeah, it's right there.
I literally can walk. Like, I can walk there. It's like a block away. And you know how they had like their podcast there?
Oh, they're moving
it. Or they used to. Yeah. They're moving it.
Yeah.
So, well, before I couldn't have gone anywhere because they shut it down.
Yeah.
But it's just like, damn it. I came in just a little too late to like
to
the podcast. Yeah, to go to the podcast because I could have walked to the podcast.
It was fine.
I know. Fine. You know what's funny is I started listening to that podcast after he was a guest in another podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to listen to it.
He's bonkers.
And
he's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to, but he's nuts.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, no, that's part of the appeal is that he's insane. And you're like, well, I'm going
to
listen to this.
But I haven't listened to – I only started listening to him after the fact that the audience is banned.
Oh, weird.
So I don't know what it's like.
Are you ever going to go back to listen to the old ones?
I think I might have listened to one.
Wait,
and
what,
I was like,
podcast, what podcast are you?
Harmontown.
Harmontown. Okay, just making sure for people that didn't know.
And so I think I went back because I was out of like supply.
If you do them in one of the episodes.
Oh, really?
As like when they had. Okay, so I have a sordid history with the Harmontown podcast because I started going to them when they used to be at Meltdown Comics, RIP.
RIP.
And that's how I made my friend Michael. That's how I got into D&D. It's because of Harmontown podcast when they used to record on Mondays and they're going back to Mondays.
They go back to Mondays, yeah.
And I was real depressed and I was like, it's something to do to get me out of the house. Yeah. So I would go and that's how I made like new friends and there was something really like cathartic watching this man who was also clearly going through like he was going through a mess. I mean, he's still going through
he's
a mess.
He's still going. Yeah.
But like it was a different kind of mess because he had just got kicked off of Community. So it's like he got kicked off of his own show.
Yeah.
He was not. He was drinking. I mean, he's still drinking, but like depressed drinking. Not OK. But he's up there and he's talking and he's still successful as a person, even though he like everything around him is kind of falling apart. And there was something really cathartic about me going to this thing like, I'm really sad. Oh, wow. Look at this really successful person who's also sad, but like they're still figuring it out. And this is really kind of motivating in a way. So I really appreciated. So even though he's a mess and every once in a while he pisses me off, sometimes he has guests on that I won't listen to because I'm like, no, that your friend's an asshole. And ooh. I'm not going to listen to that. When he actually has Starburns on, like the guy whose name is Starburn.
Oh, there's a guy named Starburn?
Yeah, there's a guy, character in Community who has Starburns on the side of his face. Uh-huh. I forgot his real. But
he has
Star sideburns.
So he's starburns.
Oh,
yeah. That guy is the worst, and he's a guy who likes to be edgy for the sake of being edgy, and will casually say the N-word, just like this. But, and I'm like, oh, I'm not listening to you.
Damn.
But he's like type of the person who's just like, he's like not trying to say it to be racist. He's just trying to say it to be like to make a reaction. And I get that, but also fuck you. No. So whenever he's on, I don't listen to the episode. And yeah, I also told myself if I ever went to a show and he showed up, I would purposely get up and walk out, and I would want to be seen leaving.
Yeah, that guy looked.
Because I'd want to make sure that somebody on the stage saw a black person going, oh, you fuck you, and I'm leaving because fuck that guy.
Yeah, no, I
but everything else I love about the show.
Yeah, no, I haven't, like, haven't been that many guests. It's been like a reoccurring cast, and like,
do you like Rob Schraub?
You know, I did not like him at first,
and then you warmed up,
and then I warmed up to him. It was very weird.
Rob Schraub.
He's this loud character I did not like. It's kind of like a Steve Zaragoza kind of situation where it's like
he is the co-creator of Channel 101. He
also worked in Sarah Silverman program.
Worked with and did not get fired. That was also part of their like the reason why they have like kind of a weird friendship beef situation is because back in the day, Dan Harmon also worked for Sarah Silverman show, but because he's an alcoholic and kind of an asshole, he got fired from the Silverman show, and Rob Schraub did not. And Dan expected Rob to follow him because they grew up together. And Rob was like, no, this is a good job.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking leave.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's caused like beef ages ago, but they like got over it. You can still see like there's always tension.
It kind of makes sense a little bit.
So now think of it in that context. They're like, oh, okay, I see why they're still friends, but also why they're like on each other.
So yeah, I don't know what's going to be like now that they're going to have an audience, which is weird because the way they talk about it, they've always had an audience, but I've come in when they don't have an audience.
That's so fascinating. It's
like, I almost like, I went back and I heard an audience and I was like, ugh, I don't like that. Cause I like them.
I miss the audience.
I
used to be part of the audience.
I know.
So
when I heard it, I was like, I don't know if I like the audience. And so it was kind of makes me sad that there's going to be an audience again.
You'll be fine. You'll get used to it because you'll see. We'll talk about it afterwards.
Yeah. Anyway.
I've been listening to, the Dax Shepard Armchair
Show. Yes,
it's so good, right? So,
yeah, okay, the one with Kristen Bell.
I haven't listened to that one yet.
You haven't listened to the one with Kristen Bell?
Wait,
that's the best one.
I've waited. What's this podcast?
It's called the Armchair Podcast with Dax Shepard.
He's just Armchair Expert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll need to pick this up.
It's so good.
I haven't listened in a while. But I gotta jump back on there.
Yeah, I just listened to
the one with Kristen Bell is really great because they start off the podcast.
Are they married?
Yes.
Okay.
And they start off the podcast in a fight.
Oh, great!
So there you can hear them like upset with each other, and Dax Shepard starts the podcast is like, listen, we weren't gonna put this podcast up, but then I realized that it's important for people to know how we act and how we are, and like behind like hidden cameras and stuff. And says so, like, and I'm a dick, like I'm a straight up asshole, and like, I act like a know-it-all, but in the end, we kind of work it out, and they do. It's like,
oh, that's
they're
great.
They start off a little catty, and Kristen Bell keeps her cool, and then in the end, they like are lovey-dovey and super sweet.
Oh, that's nice. That's the first time I've heard that happening before. You see, if you go back and listen to the old Harmontowns when he was married,
because
his wife was also constantly on the show, they get into fights in front of an audience, and it's like, oh shit.
No, but you see Dax, like you see them work through it.
But that's great that they work through it.
Because
Dan Harmon's not married anymore. Yeah. so you're kind of like, oh, you see what happens.
So what was really interesting is I just listened to the Adam Scott one.
Oh, okay. I gotta jump back on that one.
Okay,
no, I gotta
jump
back on there.
So what's really interesting is that he comes on and he talks about his show, Ghosted? And he talks about, so he's like asking about it, and I started listening to it because I like Dax and Kristen just like as people.
Yeah.
I don't know them, but they seem like they're probably wholesome people. So I was just like, okay, I'll listen to it because it popped up as a suggested podcast. And I was expecting the one with Adam Scott to just be, I was hoping that it would be like a discussion between them, but when they started talking about the show, I thought it was going to be another one of those things where like he talks about like, cause it was his show. He is writing it, or he's one of the writers on it. He's executive producing it. I thought it was going to be like him talking about like fun stuff that happened behind the scenes and like some of the challenges they faced and like all sorts of stuff. And he just straight up is like, I don't like the show.
Damn.
Really?
The show is not what I want it to be. Wow. And it's not, I thought I knew what the show was, and I thought I knew what I wanted it to do, and it just doesn't work.
Wow, that's so refreshing.
I'm like going back and figuring out how to change it for the, if we get a second season, because wow. I want to basically do a hard reset and change the whole style of the show. That's so amazing. So yeah,
you get like this, to it. I was like, let me make sure I get this in my.
So
system.
Anyway, that was the first one that I listened to, and it really like it was really cool for me because it showed me that somebody that I look up to,
yeah,
still is like, nah, I don't
like it.
I don't like it.
And I've never heard that in an interview before when they go on to talk about their show.
Yeah,
they go and talk about their show and talk about how like. How excited they are for it and all this stuff.
Because you have to promote it. You have to be like, I enjoy this. You enjoy me. Please watch this thing. Right. Even if you're like, I don't like this.
And he's like, nah, it's not good. I don't really like it very much.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Oh, it was so good.
And it's refreshing because
it was so real. But, you know, and then they talk about like how hard it is. Like how hard it is to make stuff. And, you know, they're jokey and fun the whole time because it's Adam Scott and Dax Shepard. Yeah. So it's like, of course, it's going to be jokey and fun. But. It's real.
Yeah.
And that was what's so cool. Anyway, my computer's going to run out of battery, so we should go. Goodbye.
Ooh, goodbye, everybody. We'll see you.
Should we plug? Oh, yeah, we should plug the YouTube. If you get YouTube. To this point, you're probably not gonna watch YouTube, right? But you should.
So, you should, yeah. YouTube.com.
Subscribe, like, and subscribe.
YouTube.com/ We Stayed Late.
That's it. Great. You can find me at Spencer Stark.
Louis12.
At StarlineX.
Awesome.
Go to rubywibble.com and check out the new comic.
Please do. Take off the ad blockers, please.
That's how we make our money. Goodbye.
Bye.
I lost my night card.